This is Pastor Rick's Daily Hope, the audio broadcast ministry of Pastor Rick Warren. Today we continue with a series called Leaving a Lasting Legacy. In these teachings, Pastor Rick shares the biblical principles we need to pass on to the next generation in order to ensure their spiritual success. The circumstances of last year have left many people searching for the peace and assurance you and I know can only be found in God's Word. That's why I'm excited to share that we have a $50,000 matching grant, which will double any gift you give today. This is a great opportunity to reach twice as many people with the certain hope of Jesus. Together, we can take the Word of God to people in need around the world through daily hope. Just go to PastorRick.com while you listen to today's message. Or you can text the word DAILY to 800-600-5004 to find out more. That's PastorRick.com or the word DAILY to 800-600-5004. Right now, here's Pastor Rick Warren with part three of a message called Leaving a Legacy of Faith.
So some of you remember this story. Most of you may don't even know this story. We were meeting in a tent. We decided that we would have an offering to build this building, just like the student zone. We would make commitments over a three-year period. And so Kay and I prayed about what we would give, and we came up with an amount that certainly wasn't reasonable. It was unreasonable. It was more than we could afford. But we said, oh, we're going to trust God in this. So we're going to give God this amount. And then I was reading the Bible, and in 1 Chronicles, when it talks about the temple being built in Jerusalem, which was the largest offering in history, $400 million was given to build the temple in Jerusalem, $400 million. And God comes to David, the leader of Israel, and he says, I want you to announce your gift publicly so everybody knows that you're sacrificing as much as everybody else. I will never let anybody sacrifice more than us for Saddleback Church. And so we said, he said, you announce your gift. So David comes out to the people and he says, okay, we're gonna build this temple. We're gonna give an offering, whatever you wanna give. Here's what I'm giving. So many cattle, so many pounds of gold and so many tons of silver and all this. And then he goes, anybody else wanna give? Go ahead. And they built the temple. And God said to me, Rick, who's the leader at Saddleback? I said, well, I am. He said, I want you to announce your gift. I'm going, oh no. I really didn't want to do this. God said, no, I want you to announce your gift to be a challenge to others. I go, God, I don't want to do this. I really don't want to do this. Everybody's going to misunderstand. There'll be some people who think I'm bragging. There'll be some people who think I'm not giving enough. There'll be some people who think I'm trying to manipulate or motivate them. God, I really don't like the disapproval of people. So no. It's one of the few times in my life I told God no. I said, no, I won't do it. And God said, well, you will do it if you want blessing and want that building built. And I argued with God, and I really did not want to do this. I just thought, it's going to be so misunderstood. Some people think it's showing off. And I mean, I'd rather go have my teeth removed than do this. So I wrestled with God. Finally, I said, okay. And many of you remember, we did this thing called Time to Build, which was 4 weeks of emphasis before we had the offering. And on the first week, I got up and said, folks, I really don't want to do this. But in the Bible, it says the leader is supposed to announce his gift to show that we're all in this together. And so I go, you're going to misunderstand it, and some of you are going to judge me, and I don't even know where the money's coming from, because this is an unreasonable amount. But I said, my wife and I have prayed, and we have committed to give over the next 3 years above our tithe. So I was basically saying, we're going to give 2 years of our salary over the next 3 years to help build this building. How are we going to live on that? I don't know, but that's what we did. I said to the church, please pray for me. Okay? A month later, the weekend that we were going to do this special offering, I mean, I'm still biting nails. I have no idea where the money's going to come from. But I figure somewhere over the next 3 years, God will figure out a way for us to be able to do that. The Friday before that weekend, I got a call from Zondervan Publishing Company. This is in 1993. And they said, Rick, we want you to write a book. And we want you to call this book The Purpose-Driven Church, which was published in 95. And I said, we believe this is going to be a bestseller, and so we're going to send you in advance. All right. Okay. Now we're talking. And I just remember getting up Sunday, the following Sunday, that weekend, 2 days later, and I said, hey, you guys remember when I made that commitment to build a building? Do you remember? Yeah, I go, well, you're not going to believe what happened. I said, on Friday, I got this call from a company called Zondervan, and I told, and when I explained that, the place went wild. I mean, they were jumping and shouting and dancing and singing, and people were crying. I was crying. Kay was crying. It was one of the greatest experiences of my life. And I thought, I am so glad I never missed that test. I nearly missed it. Because of my own stubbornness, I would have missed how God is dependable if I hadn't publicly gone on the record to show my trust. It was a lesson I will never forget. Look at what these verses say. Proverbs 3:9, honor the Lord by giving him the first part, not the leftovers, the first part, first 10% of all your income, and he will fill your barns and overflow your barrels with finest wines. He said, I will bless you. We'll play a game. You give to me, I'll give to you, and you see who wins. Look at the next verse, 1 Corinthians 16. On every Lord's day, that's Sunday, each of you should put aside something from what you have earned during the week and use it for your offering. The amount depends on how much the Lord has helped you to earn. Giving by faith is when you put God first. All right, number 6, faith is thanking God before I receive it. Thanking God before I receive it. Believing when I don't see it, obeying when I don't understand it, persisting when I don't feel like it, announcing it before I experience it, giving when I don't have it, thanking God before I receive it. And the Bible gives us an illustration of this part of faith, Joshua, verse 30. By faith, the walls of Jericho fell after the people had marched around them for 7 days. Moses led the children of Israel out of Egypt. He dies. Joshua takes over. He leads them into this country. That's their country. But while they've been gone, other people moved back in during those 400 years. Jericho is now the most fortified city in the world. They go, there's no way that us, a bunch of slaves, are going to be able to take down the most fortified city in the world with all these walls. So we're just going to trust God and thank him in advance. And so for 6 days, the nation of Israel goes out and they walk around the city of Jericho in total silence. That had to be pretty freaky for the people inside Jericho looking, what are they doing? They're walking around our city every day outside the walls in total silence. And on the 7th day, they said, now we're going to celebrate. And they blow their horns and they make music and they sing and go, thank you, God, that you've already given us this city. Thank you, thank you. We're thanking you in advance, Lord. And the walls came tumbling down. And Joshua fought the battle at Jericho. That was an amazing instance. Faith is thanking God before I receive it. Now listen, faith is not believing God can do something. He can do it whether you believe it or not. Faith is not hoping he will. That's hope. Faith is thanking God in advance. You say, wait a minute. I got to thank God in advance before I get it in order to get it? Yes. Look at what Jesus said. Next verse. When you pray and you ask for something, believe that you have received it, past tense, received it, and you will be given what you ask for. You don't beg God, you thank God in advance. You say, I got to believe I've got it in order to get it. Yep, that's called faith. If you thank God in advance, that's faith. If you thank God after you've got it, that's gratitude. That's not faith. But when you thank God in advance, that is faith. If I gave you a check for $1,000, and I handed you a check right now for $1,000, would you wait until you cashed it to thank me? No. You'd thank me right now. But it really wouldn't be yours until you actually cashed it, because that check is really a promise. And when you, I would give you that check, you'd go, thank you, Rick, believing that I was credible and believing that I had enough money in the bank to cover that check for $1,000. You fool. But God is no fool. And God says, if I say it, it's going to happen. So faith is thanking God in advance. What I'm saying is this. If God tells you to go after Moby Dick in a rowboat, take the tartar sauce with you.
You're listening to Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. Rick will be back in just a moment with the rest of today's lesson. If you've missed any part of today's teaching, you can listen online anytime at PastorRick.com. That's PastorRick.com.
Right now, we'd like to tell you about an exciting resource from Pastor Rick, the Re-Energize Your Life Guided Experience book. In this book, created from Pastor Rick's most practical teaching, you will learn everything you need to know to re-energize your life the way God intended. You'll benefit from biblical wisdom and learn how to apply it to your life in practical ways. Not only will you learn how to relieve stress, Pastor Rick will show you how to discover your purpose and build margin into your schedule. Step by step, you will begin a journey of spiritual restoration and renewal. You'll restore your energy and reclaim your passion as you learn how to let Jesus lighten your load and discover the key to a balanced life. You can go through this hands-on guided experience at your own pace. No need to rush. You'll have time to reflect and celebrate your progress. This high-quality, vegan leather, four-color guided experience book is a user-friendly, interactive powerhouse. Its eye-pleasing pages are packed with devotionals, verses, and Bible teachings that will dramatically impact your spiritual life forever. Don't settle for a bland existence. Re-energize your life now with this guided experience book from Pastor Rick Warren. Today, when you give a gift to Daily Hope to help take the certain hope of Jesus to a lost world, we'll send you Re-Energize Your Life to say thanks. Call 800-600-5004 or visit PastorRick.com today to get this incredible resource and have your financial gift matched up to $50,000. This opportunity is only available till the end of this month, so please contact us right away. That's 800-600-5004 or PastorRick.com.
Once again, here's Pastor Rick.
The Bible says this, because of your faith, it will happen. I want you to hear Rob's story. Would you give him a warm welcome?
Good afternoon. I'd like to share with you today about how God has been teaching my wife Kim and I to live by faith in two specific areas. First, our family, and second, our finances. By far, the greatest test of faith in our family has been our struggle with infertility. We got pregnant shortly after we were married, and I'll never forget the day of that first ultrasound. It began with my wife beaming as the doctor ran the instrument over her midsection, looking for that heartbeat. And it ended in the hospital where the nurse took me aside and said, I want to prepare you. It doesn't look good. You're going to have to be ready for when we tell your wife. After the miscarriage, we were discouraged, but we kept trying to conceive, looking forward to having our baby. But we had another miscarriage, and then a third one. This was really testing our faith when we wanted to have a baby so badly. Of course, we were constantly reminded of our pain, because everyone around us seemed to be having babies. When you're dealing with infertility, each and every month, there is the possible hope for a new life, followed by despair. Despite this great test of faith, my wife Kim never stopped giving to others. Instead of isolating herself from everyone else who was getting pregnant, Kim never missed anyone else's baby shower, a child's birthday party, or playtime with friends and their kids. My wife never stopped being there for others, for me, for her friends, for her family, in spite of this test of faith. Every month we kept trying to conceive with no results. Finally, we completely surrendered the whole thing to God. Well, it was quiet for a while after that. But then came the greatest blessing one could ever imagine. God had planned a baby just for us. He just happened to be in an orphanage in Russia instead of in Kim's womb. Our little miracle Matthew. Gift from God. Now, how can you not help but give that kid the 10th popsicle with those blue eyes? I was getting in trouble for that one. Now, God didn't answer our prayer for a child in the way we first imagined to be pregnant. God showed us that adoption was our calling, and he gave us a child beyond our imagination. When our adoption was announced and it came time for Kim's baby shower, everyone showed up in droves. All these mothers that Kim had faithfully given and celebrated with them in their joy during her time of greatest sorrow. It was fruit of the faith. A second area that God has tested us in our faith and learned to trust him has been our finances and learning to give. When my wife Kim and I first started giving, I can tell you it was very hard to write that tithe check. That's a very sad statement on our part because God has so richly blessed us. But as I looked at giving, I admit that I thought about what that money I was giving back to the Lord could buy for me, or what additional financial security that money might provide. Honestly, I wasn't trusting God very much. But we took a step of faith and we began the process. And through this step, the following occurred. Number one, God showed me that I had way too many possessions, that they robbed me of my time. Too many possessions robbed me of my time. Time that is better spent to serve God. Time that is better spent to take steps of faith. Number two, God reminded me that I'm really well off. He reminded me that I live in Orange County with material blessings so far beyond the majority of the rest of the world. How could I not give? Considering all my blessings. I noticed that as I became a generous giver, I actually became less and less concerned with the things of this life and more concerned with God's purpose for my life in his kingdom. I gained a greater sense of intimacy with God as my heart was drawn closer to him. And I have learned to be grateful for what God has done. I am grateful for God's provision on my life for where I live, worship, and work. I am grateful that through trial, God has showed us how big he is and how big he comes through. I'm grateful for my wife and my son, Matthew. And I'm so grateful to be given the great opportunity to experience the love a father has for his son. It's amazing. Sometimes I think my heart's going to bust. I love that little kid so much. And I'm most grateful for that God loves me infinitely more than I love our little boy. I can't really fully comprehend it. I think my puny little heart is going to bust because of my love for my son. But then here's God sacrificing his own son on the cross for me and for you. And he's the king of the universe, and he cares about us all that much. Wow. When I think of all God has done for me, how can I not give back to him? Now, I don't know what ways God is testing your faith these days. It may be in your family. It may be in your finances. And it may be in some other area. But my advice is to let go of your fear and trust him. God can be trusted. Thank you.
Rob's story illustrates two really important truths you got to know. Number one, God always answers prayers. Number two, not always the way you want. God is not a vending machine. You put in the faith and you get out whatever you want. A vending machine will give you all kind of stuff bad for you, like cigarettes and Twinkies. God will never give you something that's bad for you. So you can pray for it all you want, and if it's bad for you, he's not going to give it to you. God is not a genie where you rub the bottle and your wish is his command. In that way, that makes God your servant. No, you serve God, not God serve you. And if you go home and read this chapter, Hebrews 11, about the other heroes of faith in God's Hall of Fame, you'll find that a bunch of them had bad endings. Some of them were killed, murdered, persecuted, tortured, went through poverty, went through disease, went through all kinds of bad things. And God says, they're still great people of faith. They're heroes. Everything didn't turn out all nicey-nicey in their life. But they were, believe me, and I had something better in mind for them. What I'm saying is that living by faith doesn't take away all your problems. You're going to have problems in your life. And not all your problems you can just pray away. Sometimes we pray for God to take away a problem and instead he gives you the strength to go through it and then you're a better person. And things don't always turn out right for people of great faith because God says, this isn't all there is to the story. Don't worry. This is not the end of the story. You may not get all you ask for here on earth, but I have something better for you and you will be rewarded for your faith in heaven.
You're listening to Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. Rick will be back in a moment to close out our time together. If you missed any part of today's message, just go to PastorRick.com to listen again. And be sure to sign up for Rick's free daily email devotional while you're there. Right now, we'd like to tell you about an exciting resource from Pastor Rick called the Re-Energize Your Life Guided Experience book. In this first-of-its-kind book, created from Pastor Rick's most practical teaching, you'll learn everything you need to know to re-energize your life the way God intended. You'll benefit from biblical wisdom and learn how to apply it to your life in practical ways. Not only will you learn how to relieve stress, Pastor Rick will show you how to discover your purpose and build margin into your schedule. Step by step, you'll begin a journey of spiritual restoration and renewal. You'll restore your energy and reclaim your passion as you learn how to let Jesus lighten your load and discover the key to a balanced life. You can go through this hands-on experience at your own pace. No need to rush. You'll have time to reflect and celebrate your progress. This high-quality vegan leather, four-color guided experience book is a user-friendly, interactive powerhouse. Its eye-pleasing pages are packed with devotionals, verses, and Bible teachings that will dramatically impact your spiritual life forever. Don't settle for a bland existence. Re-energize your life now with this guided experience book from Pastor Rick Warren. You can call 800-600-5004 or you can visit PastorRick.com to get yours. That's PastorRick.com with two R's in the middle or 1-800-600-5004. And thank you so much for your support. Today, when you give a gift, your gift will be doubled up to $50,000. And we'll say thanks for your support by sending you a copy of the Re-Energize Your Life Guided Experience, which will help you recharge your batteries the way God intended. Right now, here's Pastor Rick to tell you more.
You know, I just want to take a quick second to say thank you, everybody. Because of your generosity, we're able to take the hope of Jesus Christ into places where there are no Bibles, no believers, and no body of Christ, no churches at all. Now, as you pray about giving, I want to ask you to ask God about sending a gift that's the largest you're able to give, because at this point of the year, we have a donor who has offered to match your gift. That means what you give will be doubled. We get twice the bang for the buck, in other words. So please respond quickly and give in such a way that we can maximize it through this matching gift. And I want to ask you this. Would you pray for us at Daily Hope? Pray as we reach out to people around the globe with hope that people will find Christ by the thousands and tens of thousands and hundreds of thousands. So thank you for being a partner with me to getting the message out.
Call 800-600-5004 or visit PastorRick.com today to have your financial gift matched up to $50,000. This opportunity is only available to the end of this month, so please contact us right away. That's 800-600-5004 or visit PastorRick.com. Be sure to join us again next time as we look into God's Word for our daily hope. This program is sponsored by Pastor Rick's Daily Hope and your generous financial support.